From the book EAL Teaching Book by Jean Conte, I shall read the chapter, What is Language? Language pervades everything we do in our social lives at home, with our families, and in our communities, as well as at school and work. Language is the medium through which our private thoughts are given life and meaning. We experience language in an infinite range of ways, both within and outside school, orally, through our everyday conversations with family, friends, and all the other people we engage with, as well as in written modes, through traditional forms of print such as books and newspapers, and through all the growing range of social media. We use spoken language to engage in face-to-face conversations with the people near us and in multimodal modes of conversing to communicate virtually with others. For all of us, language diversity is a normal and natural part of our lived experiences, even if the only language we speak and write may be English. If we happen to live in families and communities where different languages are used for different purposes on an everyday basis, this means that language diversity is an even richer aspect of our lives. Through language, we interact with others in the social groups we belong to, and in this way, construct our understandings of the world. This makes the learning of languages in school, whether in literacy, English literature, or foreign languages, very different from learning other subjects in two main ways. Firstly, language is not only the medium of communication, it is also the substance of what is being learned. Secondly, learning English in mainstream schools in England is always cross-curricular in that the language itself forms the basis of learning in all the other areas of the curriculum. For all pupils, language learning takes place in every subject across the curriculum. For many multilingual and EAL learners who need to develop fluency in English, this fact is even more crucial. We all live in a multilingual society. It is important to remember that all the pupils you teach, not just those who are categorized as EAL or multilingual, have knowledge and experiences of languages and of varieties of English outside school that are different from those they use and learn in school. The world is becoming more and more multilingual, while at the same time English is spreading in its use and power. However, we may hear and use different dialects of English, which have grammar and vocabulary different from standard English. We may speak English in different accents from the ones most commonly used in school, those that are widely regarded as appropriate for educated people to use. We use our language repertoires to speak and write in order to get done all the things that we need to do. In other words, to perform different functions with the languages we know. We make choices from our language repertoires according to a range of factors, such as who we are speaking to or writing for, meaning the audiences, when and where, meaning the context, what we say or write, meaning the topic, why we say or write these things, meaning reasons and purposes.